AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is on Facebook saying the NFL has zero evidence he did anything wrong in the Deflategate scandal. He's promising to fight his four-game suspension. Here's our Warren Levinson.
The NFL released Commissioner Roger Goodell's decision in a 20-page statement. Tom Brady's four-game suspension, handed down in May and appealed in June, stands. Goodell says the main bit of information that came out of the appeal was that Brady had destroyed his cell phone in March, right at the time he was to be interviewed about underinflated footballs used in the AFC Championship game. Brady denies having been aware of any deliberate scheme to take the air out of footballs before the game. Goodell says he doesn't find that denial credible. Warren Levinson, New York.
He protected Osama bin Laden after 9/11, then ran for his life when the U.S. bombed Afghanistan. Taliban leader Mullah Omar may now be dead, according to what we're hearing. Our Lynn O'Donnell in Kabul says the government there is not confirming this.
This comes 2 days before the Afghan government and the Taliban sit down for the second round of informal peace talks aimed at ending the war. So it was a bit of a surprise that the government called a press conference in the first place, and there was a great expectation that the government was going to indeed confirm that Mullah Omar was dead.
A Republican congressman from North Carolina is trying to have John Boehner stripped of his position as Speaker of the House. Congressman Mark Meadows' move is seen as a sign of discontent among unhappy House Republicans. The father of Colorado movie theater gunman James Holmes takes the stand in court today. Robert Holmes testified yesterday that he never suspected his son was mentally ill before he killed 12 people and wounded 70 others. The Dow is up 32 points as Goodyear and other companies report strong results. This is AP Radio News. In the heart of Mormon country, the satirical musical called The Book of Mormon is getting a warm welcome. Our Sandy Kozel reports on the Salt Lake City debut.
Plenty of people wondered how the Broadway musical The Book of Mormon would play in the heart of Mormon country.
Hello, my name is Elder Smith.
Turns out the satirical musical that mocks Mormons got a rousing reception last night in its first ever showing in Utah, kicking off a sold-out two-week run at a Salt Lake City theater. There were no protests outside and no mass walkouts during opening night. The cast even got a standing ovation at the end of the show. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Mini is recalling thousands of vehicles because they don't meet side impact crash test requirements. This recall includes some late model Cooper and Cooper S hardtop two-door cars. If crash test requirements aren't met, the passenger sitting in the back could have a higher risk of injury. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.